the Lord wanted me to speak about a little bit about last night, because we just had to do. There was no time to give a whole big explanation of what we were doing and what we were doing and all those things. So the explanation is coming after the fact, which is kind of the Hebrew way. You do first and then you understand later. That's the Hebrew mindset. Na'aseh v'nishma. Na'aseh means to do. And then to obey, understanding with obedience. That's not, it's not the Western mindset, but it is the Hebrew mindset. One thing for sure, this is an election year with business is not as usual. It seemed like I wrote something like that in 2016. So here we are eight years later, and it's absolutely not business as usual. As a matter of fact, sin has become so entrenched in our society that what is right and what is wrong are quickly becoming one and the same thing. According to the newspapers and the media, the wokeness, the government, what is wrong is being called right. They're passing laws to make legal what is wrong. What a wonderful testimony for the lawmakers of this country. And if we don't vote correctly in this next election, they're probably going to succeed. So we, the believing community, finally, 4 years ago, got the Roe versus Wade thing turned. If you haven't looked at the announcements on TV, vote against number 4, because the Fourth Amendment in Florida would not only legalize abortion, legalize it all the way to the child being, you know, at the time of birth. And here's the deal. We pay for it. This is the deal. To do the evil, do what, you know, if you, look, evil ones, you want to do what you want to do, you do it and you pay for it. But that's not the deal. The deal is they want to do the damage, they want to do the evil and get the rest of us to pay for it. In other words, it's going to be free, a free ride for all this. And it's wrong. I'm telling you, it's wrong. If we're not standing for the sanctity of life, the thing is that the next group is my group, the white-haired ones. And it already is, by the way. And it already is. You want to go ahead and legalize it? The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Romans about today. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 through 28. For even though they knew God, they did not glorify him as God or give him thanks. Instead, their thinking became futile, and their senseless hearts were made dark. I find it so interesting, not really, how our government officials parade the going to church on Sunday. Just parade it. But the God of the church is far from them. the God from the church is far from them. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has not been vague about life, has not been vague about extramarital, whatever sex that is not marital. He's not being silent about gender. He's not being silent about all those things. Come on, read it for yourself. Just open up the book of Leviticus just before Yom Kippur, which is 16. Just come a little before and read about what he thinks about this stuff. He calls it an abomination. We call it legal. We have legalized abominations against God. According to most people that are on the TV, the church has been silent. So I'm not me. It's not me bashing the church. It's all the voices. Just pick them out. It doesn't matter who it is. Seems like that's the right thing to do. Well, it must go in the ears of and out the ear. And we're part of the church. So in our part of the church, in our part of the world, we've got to stand for truth. What is truth? Yeshua answered it. He answered it on the prayer in before he was executed. Sanctify them by your truth. What is truth? Your word is truth. Your word is truth. The very thing that is not allowed to be spoken of in the schools, to our great shame. The very thing is not being allowed to be spoken of in our courts. We just don't read, don't know anything about our country. If you think that separation of church and state was written by the writers of the Constitution, you got another thing going. Because you need to read what was written in Monticello. And what he wrote about separation of church and state is to let the state stay out of the church. That was the separation. Let the state stay out of the church. Not the church stay out of the state. Never meant that. So now here we are, this Yom Kippur. And I tell you what, it was hard carrying the wagon in previous years. Our government succeeded in making the amount of stuff in the wagon about 100 times more. And there's less people to pull it. You don't think we're coming to a head in things. If you think life is it's just going to be as usual, entertain the following thought. Those two storms were formed where? Just on the coast of Texas. Do you know that the government has the power to create storms? Do you wonder why these storms were so different than anything else? Could it be? So before you start throwing me tomatoes, I'm just going to use the words, could it be? What purpose? So I ask myself, what purpose the storms to be set at Florida? Oh, maybe it goes back to DeSantis and the stand that Florida has taken against the federal government. could it be that that was a man-made storm? Two of them. The prophets think so. And Marilyn sent all of you a prayer from one. There's only like two or three messianic prophets in the whole world. And this is one of them. The lady that she sent that information from. I know them because they have prayed for me. Laid hands on me, and I've laid hands on them in years past. And she made a statement to me about the ministry that came absolutely to be truth. They were historically members of the Messianic congregation in Cincinnati. And they still remain associated with that congregation and with other things as they do. So now let's. Oh no. That can't be. The engineer in me says that can't be. But what happened to the engineer in me is that in the last 8 years, the engineer in me has been absolutely plastered. There is no common sense. And I need to paint you the real picture so that we pray for the real picture, for the real thing that's going on here. It is not this soft thing. And believe you me, I stand here to tell you that the Jewish people are being persecuted right now, and we are next. We are next. You think we're going to get away with it? Do you really believe that there's going to be a supernatural take us out of here, Lord, and let the rest of the world go by? If you have any common sense at all, you would understand that can't be true. So why would Yeshua say it will be like the end will be like at the beginning? Well, with respect to the church, what was the beginning like? A cakewalk? Did they get murdered? Did they get crucified? Were there any martyrs at the beginning? We are so good right now that we deserve to be absolutely spared from this. Come on now. Come on now. Look, it's tempting to say, take the storm south. It hit those people in South Florida. I couldn't pray that way. I had to pray, Lord, take the storm south. I mean, take it south. Take it. If you don't want to dissolve it and you got purposes for the storm, then send it between Cuba and Florida. There's plenty of room there. For a while, it looked like prayer going to get answered. It got answered enough. Paul said in verse 22, chapter 1, claiming to be wise, they have become fools. I'm just reading what Paul said. Except I agree with it, so I can get really excited here. Number 23, they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for an image in the form of a mortal man. I'm tempted to just lay it on here. And birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Verse 24, therefore God gave them over in the evil desires of their hearts to impurity. Notice the door. The door is impurity. Why do we need abortions? Come on, let's be real here. Okay, if you don't hanky-panky, there's not going to be a need for abortion. Come on now. God gave them over in their evil desires, in their hearts of impurity, to dishonor their bodies with one another. Oh, Paul, you certainly don't mean that kind of the way it reads, do you? They traded the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creation rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. So let's worship the earth, and let's worship the everything that has to do with human everything. Let's make it a real sin to do anything like breathe. You know, if you take all the carbon dioxide, you're not gonna get photosynthesis. Come on, you guys, you went to the schools that taught stuff. Most of you that are older. And you heard that being taught. Photosynthesis. The process that the plants use to take carbon dioxide and turn it into oxygen. Well, if there's no carbon dioxide, where are you going to get the oxygen from? Ozone layer. What a lie! The ozone layer. You know, so then if the ozone layer is a, what was the purpose? Well, notice that the cost of things for air conditioners quadrupled or quintupled, and now they have it under control. I'm telling you. For this reason, God gave them up to shameful passions. Notice the terms here. Shameful passions. That is exactly what is going on. Come on now. Even their women exchanged natural relations for what is against nature. Oh, what about the men? I like it. I like that, Paul. Likewise, the men abandoned natural relations with women and were burning with passion towards one another. That's talking about men. That's talking about homosexuality. Men committing shameful acts with other men and receiving in themselves the penalty for their error. All of a sudden, is the plague associated with homosexuality being conquered? Ah, really? It's not talked about. So it must have gone away. So is it gone away? Come on now. Just as they did not see fit to recognize God, God gave them over to a depraved, I like the King James Version here, reprobate mind. What is that? The prevailing thoughts, the prevailing writing, the prevailing philosophies, absolutely being displayed before us and being fed to us and our children by the media, the government, etc., 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 including the universities. And I served there for over 40 years at the University of Florida. I couldn't believe it. Near the end in 2015, those mechanical engineers, historically known for being the most conservative there are, they were against me because I kept asking the questions. Can you really prove that Obama was born in Hawaii? Just asking the question. You should have heard all the things that I was told. This is a fitting description of our country, without question. So last night on Erev Yom Kippur, service began with a hauntingly beautiful melody called the Kol Nidre player. Kol means all, Nidre means vows, which is a plea to Yah Adonai to release us from vows that we really didn't want to make but made. To understand the Kol Nidre prayer and why it's so significant in the synagogue liturgy, you need to go back to medieval times when it was composed. In the 1400s, 1300s. Because during that time, conversion of the Jews was seen as an urgently needed spiritual goal for the Catholic Church. In the Middle Ages, by such methods as public debates over whether the Messiah had already come, and conversionist sermons by Catholic preachers in the synagogues and in the churches, followed with mandatory attendance by all Jews above age 12 to the church. Mandatory attendance. Give it 100 years or so, and like everything, like including our country, it continues to go south. It continues to get worse. By 1411, a Dominican friar named Vincent Ferrar led a mob through Castile. Castile is the city where the monarchs of Spain sit, Castilla. With one hand, a Torah scroll, on the other hand, a crucifix. Wow. He led the crowds of the entire city to give the Jews a choice. Be baptized in the Catholic Church or die. Great choice. We're about to begin that choice too. Just go ahead. Anybody who's hearing me, just go ahead and vote for the party that favors abortion. Vote for the party that favors gender, gender confusion. Vote for the party that favors spending all the money to make sure that it, money we don't have. They don't ever balance a budget. The only way to balance a budget is through taxes. But of course, what's being told us is that the rich don't pay their fair share. So we're going to make sure that the rich pay their fair share. Except that what they're not telling you is the rich pay them. They're in the payroll for the rich. Do you think they're really going to do it? The same old promise. As long as I've been in this country, I hear the same promise from the same party. Saying that, yes, we need to tax the rich more. They're not paying enough. Well, who's been in power? Hasn't the Democrats been in power? Weren't the Democrats in power for 8 years? Weren't the Democrats in power for 8 years also with the Clintons? Did they raise the taxes did they raise them? Did they really tax the rich? I'm going to tell you that can't be done because you want some water? Don't turn off the spigot. If you want some water, don't turn off the spigot. And these things never get said. They never get talked about in debates or anything like that. Because in reality, hardly anybody has a gut. And the one that comes close to even having some kind of gut is vilified as the most vile person that ever came. And really, his stuff is moderate. Don't put me in office. So, what do you think the Jewish people did? Under such pressure, some Jewish people made a nominal conversion to Catholicism. However, their consciences, because they didn't do it on their own thing, it's either die or do it or die. We just want to save our skin all the time. However, their consciences were plagued by their denial of the faith of the God of the Torah. Their newfound affiliation with the Catholic Church offered them no spiritual solace. So many secretly practiced some Jewish traditions. They would hide. They're called crypto, but they hide. Oh, by the way, great name for the other thing they want you to invest money on. Cryptocurrency. In other words, in bits and bytes, in ones and zeros, that's what you're betting on. Well, where are they? You can't see them. You know, give me money any day. Let me put my hands on it. Gold and silver, give it to me any day. I don't need the... It's worse than paper. Now it's even not even paper. It's inside a computer. So who controls the computers? Oh, no. Come on, American, just regular you American. How much control do you have over any of those computers? How much? How much do you think you have? You put in your money and you're trusting that somebody else, which somebody else? The government. Oh, all of a sudden we have a sainthood of a government and they don't do any harm and they're going to make sure that you keep your money. Actually, they're getting your money. They're getting your real money. And they want to turn it into a computer, whatever. And then if it goes away and you go, well, I can't get on, they go, well, it's your fault because you didn't protect your password properly. And then they come in and say, well, we can't find it because we really have no control over who controls what. So if you invest in crypto, I think you would be better off buying toilet paper. Let's just be honest here. At least with toilet paper, you get to wipe your bottom. With crypto, you're going to get nothing. 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 Just saying, because I'm so dry I can't sing, so I might as well scream and preach. When they were discovered, they were considered heretical Christians, not heretical Jews. You notice? Okay? And they were put on trial. If they confessed and repented of Judaizing heresies, of practicing Shabbat or lighting candles or any such thing, they could be humiliatingly forbidden. Forgiven, but they took their property. You know, there is a famous phrase, when you're looking for something that's wrong, follow the money. Follow the money. Do you think that if you were to apply that to our country, ask yourself a question, who has the money? Who controls the money? Does the government really control the money? No, the Federal Reserve does. But the Federal Reserve is not a part of the United States government. It's a private corporation. just like the United States of America is a private corporation. If they refused, they were punished. Starting on February 6, 1481, six men and six women were burned at the stake for their unrepentant backsliding into Judaism. 1481. 11 years later is 1492. The government of Spain in Castile officially introduced the Inquisition, which legalized those practices of forced conversion, otherwise die, of confiscating their money and everything else. So they were left with, you can live, but you're going to live as a poor person because they're going to take everything you have. Do you understand why some people, when it comes to money, for example, more than ideology, money, they're going to defend it some way. Even if it means get on a ship and go to America. Because they're supposed to die. Go on the flat earth and go and die. Evidently, Columbus knew something. Today, at 10:30 p.m. in Spain, there is one of those special news things. On whether or not Columbus was he really from Genoa, Italy? Or is he really Spaniard? And they've been advertising it for a week. They have undeniable proof of Columbus's birthplace, which 11 countries claim he's from there. The only ones that don't is the U.S. That would be almost ridiculous. Of course, if you realize that the American Indians were practicing Jewish things here in Florida, if you realize, for example, that you ask any Jewish person, where is the second home, Jerusalem? They say New York. Why? Because New York took us. That's where we first went. No, you didn't. That's not where you first went. You first came to Florida. You first came to Florida. 60 years before there was any synagogue in the United States proper, which Florida wasn't part of it. There was a synagogue in, of all places, St. Augustine. The director of the Historical Society of St. Augustine is a Jewish rabbi. A Jewish rabbi. And he argues successfully, super successfully, saying that the Jews that came with Columbus, those early Jews, were real Jews. And they settled in Florida before they settled anywhere else. So Florida should be the capital. It's no wonder to me that the second Jerusalem is now in West Palm Beach, Florida. Because you can't keep the history away, and you can't keep what is right, right. You know, Florida is the homeland, not New York. It never was. Would you like to see? You can ask Sam to give you the link of a 4 or 5 hour program that proves this. I didn't get it. Sam got it. He gave it to me and I couldn't put it down. So what's going on with the Jewish people? We know that we're not supposed to abandon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We know we're not supposed to abandon the Torah. We know all those things. So to save our neck, we'll pretend we're Catholics. But we're going to keep honoring the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because We can't help ourselves. That's who we are. It's Jewish people. So in a desperate attempt to clear their consciences, look, so where is the Yom Kippur? Where is the atonement? Where is the blood? Where is the sacrifice? You can't do it in Jessup, Georgia. You can sacrifice Maryland there, but that's not where Yeshua and the Father want things done. And only in Israel, only in Jerusalem. So they had to compose a prayer. This is a prayer called Nidre. This prayer is appropriate for Messianic believers. You say, why? Why? Because we also have made some toxic vows in this past year. We have aligned ourselves with the government that is over us. And let's just say, oh no, I'm exempt. I'm a saint. Call me Saint Anthony. San Antonio. Even those of us that don't want to end up having to. Or our business doesn't work. Or gas doesn't work. Or credit doesn't work. Because they will squeeze us. And you know, I'm the one that was really having a talk with the Lord because my air conditioning couldn't run because my power was down. You get tempted to say, well, Lord, can't you just give it to West Side of Gainesville? Or does it have to be the North? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the Holy Spirit saying, oh, how much do you really love your prójimo? How much do you really love your neighbor as yourself? For example, let me give you a general 100% effective statement here. Have you received wounds from somebody else? Okay, if somebody is here that has never been wounded by your family or your church family or, you know, or somebody close to you or whatever, you just going around merrily. Life is but a dream. Especially in your childhood and youth. Haven't you purposely bowed something like this? I will never be like him. I will never be like her. Oh, I will never. Talking usually about mom and dad. Or uncle. Or grandfather. Or whatever. Oh, I'll never be like them. Okay. This is called antipathy. To give it a nice word, right? It's really bitterness and unforgiveness. It makes for a focus and hostility in our spirit that its purpose is to defile us. Yeshua came to give us life and life more abundant. He also came to fulfill Isaiah 61 verse 1. What's that? I've come to set the captives free. I've come to, you know, remember that? The story, what he said in the synagogue. It's described in Luke 6. The Spirit of Adonai is upon me because he has sent me to proclaim freedom. Therefore, I really do think that as much as we want to say it doesn't apply to me, I'm already saved. If I were to some other religion, I said, well, I've done 5 rosaries and 10 of these and 5 of that and 8 of those. But of course, we don't have any things like that, so it's all in the head. So to me, it's absolutely liberating to say all vows that I have made contrary to you. I read it, yes, I read it last night. I read what it. Oh, I haven't done any. Oh, really? Okay. You know, we just need to have another Savior. Maybe your name needs to be put forth. And we're going to treat you better than the other one. We kill the other one on a cross, we'll kill you on a pit. You're not going to get any better from us. We're still people. We're still people. The call Nidra prayer has a focus, and the focus is to open the heart to the Ruach Adonai and to say before him, I have really messed up. And I use my own mouth to do it. And I have made some wrong choices in my heart. And I stand guilty. So I'm going to ask one last question. So how can a nation clear its conscience? Individuals can, right? You as an individual have the option to go to Yeshua. And what the prayer said, we did this prayer. If we confess our sin, we find that he's faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because the blood of Yeshua, our Messiah, cleanses us from all sin. That's a quote from 1 John, by the way. Not made up prayer. It's a quote from the Bible. So we individually have that. How does the country have that? How can we collectively clear the conscience of a country? Have we inherited any lies from our forefathers? It's just me. I was the only one. But today we have succumbed to the pressure of the majority. We have called good what the Lord has called evil. And we have called evil what the Lord is called good. Well, last night we said that prayer on behalf of Israel. And maybe some of you did it, well, it's just on behalf of Israel. I'm exempt. The prayer today kind of answers that. Which one of us has the chutzpah to go before the Almighty and say, I ain't done nothing? And the prayer says, surely we have done something and we are guilty before you. So how many citizens of a country it take for the country to be in sin? How many citizens does it take for the country to be righteous? The answer should be 100%, but we don't even do that anymore. 99%, 1% good for the government, 10%. Well, last night you and I had the chance to practice forgiveness, to practice it individually. And I'm sure you took the opportunity. And at the end, we blew the shofar and declared ourselves as free. Because, not because we have chutzpah and stand before him saying, oh, I do it because, no, because he said, because the prayer in 1 John said, because that is you, Adonai, have shown so much mercy to me and to all of us. So, today, we've had a chance to ask forgiveness also for the nation that we belong to. And what happens with some of you that you don't realize is that you have dual citizenship. You are a citizen of the U.S. Of course you are. You were born here. Well, what about you? I was born here, too. I was born in Puerto Rico, which is part of the U.S. But I also have citizenship where I was grafted in. According to Romans chapter 11, I have citizenship with Israel. Perfect Israel? No. The Israel supposed to be there? Does it really matter? I mean, does it really matter? The Jewish people are for the first time since AD 70 in possession of Jerusalem. The Jewish people, we may not like them, but the Jewish people are there. So guess what? In some sense, the Lord's allowed that. He's in charge. He's allowed it. And we may have all the answers as to the fact is there are Jews in the land of Israel. There's one that works for Sam that gives him reports all the time. And I have a son married to a Jewish girl. So there's no ambiguousness here. He's married to a Jewish girl. And they live in Israel as Jews. So on behalf of our nation, we should say what we said last night. We regret and we repent on behalf of the nation. How important is that? My 33 years of doing this has never been more important than this year. It's never been more important than this year. Amen. Go ahead and put the sign. It says break, right? See what he puts on. Awesome. See you in a little while. How long? Do I have a time for a break? Are you kidding me? You gotta be kidding me. We always want the breaks to last as long as, and you guys are playing stuff with me. Okay, come on now. Limit the break. Listen, we don't have a break. A little bit of a break, right? It's 3 o'clock, I think. Not even 3, it's 2:52. At least 30 minutes. At least 30 minutes. So you can stretch out in here and take a nap. You can go to the bathroom. You can put water out, but you can't put water in. But anyway, whatever you need to do. Let's take like a 30-minute break and we'll come and finish Yom Kippur. So for next year, you can ask for Sam or John or somebody else to preach.